Understanding that making unfounded claims can backfire is essential, as past actions speak louder than words. The court found that the husband and his friend failed to prove their intention to invest in the property. As a result, the house's entire value was considered part of the matrimonial assets for division. The friend claimed to have made substantial payments for the house's down payment, stamp duty, as well as the renovations. Still, she could not provide any documentation to support her own claims. As a result, her assertions were disregarded by the court. This case provides three significant observations that offer valuable guidance for future disputes. When marriages break down, disputes over assets and debts often occur. In Singapore, spouses sometimes make claims that lack factual basis, leading to significant legal consequences. Understanding that making unfounded claims can backfire is essential, as past actions speak louder than words. A recent case in Singapore serves as a clear example of this principle. In this case, a husband claimed that a house, now subject to division in a divorce, was co-owned by his friend, who described herself as a single career lady. She asserted that she had funded over 70% of the property and its mortgage, supported by bank records, showing substantial outflows from her bank account, primarily as monthly payments to the husband to service the mortgage. She had also acted as a guarantor and co-borrower for the bank loan when the husband purchased the house in his own name for $1.7 million in 2008. Their argument was that they had an oral agreement from the beginning to invest in the house, and that since the friend had contributed the bulk of the funding, the husband's share available for division with his ex-wife should be less than 30%. The court found that the husband and his friend failed to prove their intention to invest in the property. As a result, the house's entire value was considered part of the matrimonial assets for division. This case provides three significant observations that offer valuable guidance for future disputes. Number one, in a genuine joint investment, one would typically expect to see both names on the property. However, in this case, the property was registered solely in the husband's name alone. When questioned about this, the friend who already owned another property claimed she avoided putting her name on the unit due to speculation that a higher stamp duty would apply to second property purchases. The court dismissed her explanation since there was no such tax at the time of purchase. This additional stamp duty was only imposed in 2011, 3 years after the house was bought. Furthermore, the husband's statements for his divorce case did not mention a joint investment with his friend, weakening his own claim. Number two, the friend had lent the husband substantial sums, up to $480,000, to cover trading losses resulting from the 2008 global financial crisis. Their close relationship could have made lending $830,000 for the house's mortgage seem plausible without expecting a share in the property. They insisted they jointly invested in the house, yet they hadn't discussed how the eventual sale proceeds would be divided. They proposed dividing it based on contributions, which the court found to be dubious, particularly given their financial understanding. The court reasoned that parties engaging in a significant joint investment would be likely to establish a clear understanding of their intended shares from the outset. This case highlights the importance of discussing and documenting such matters. Number three, the case underscores the significance of maintaining proper records, especially in financial matters. The friend claimed to have made substantial payments for the house's down payment, stamp duty, as well as the renovations. Still, she could not provide any documentation to support her own claims. As a result, her assertions were disregarded by the court. In the aftermath of this case, the husband's ex-wife now has the opportunity to claim an even larger share of the house in the upcoming divorce proceedings. However, the friend is not without recourse. The court acknowledged that she could pursue legal action against the husband to recover the money she had lent him. This case serves as a reminder that the truth, backed by facts and evidence, prevails in legal disputes. Making baseless claims can lead to adverse consequences and undermine your own legal position. To safeguard your interests in financial matters, it's crucial to maintain proper documentation, discuss agreements clearly, and ensure your actions align with your claims. So, now you know. If you found this helpful, follow and subscribe to our channel for more legal things.